Everett, I got a distressing, some messages about this boy Brooks, Bush Brooks. And they're going to try to set him up as a representative of your law firm. They're going to try to cut him up as a representative of your law firm. And he has been a little bit indiscreet. I would try to get one or two liberals there that he could get them. If Martin had sobered up long enough to be there,
yeah,
it would be helpful.
Yeah.
Before we get in another Leland Olds fight, he's getting in all the journals, and he's off bragging. He says he's poles apart from the majority of the commission and the chairman of the commission. And he describes himself as very far right of center. That's a hell of a good way to get confirmed in the Democratic Senate, isn't it? And that he will join up with Lawrence O'Connor and John Carver, and that gives the McClearly first time Johnson has taken control and given them a majority.
Yeah.
And let's see, poor Charlie Ross has left, and he had no hesitancy in lecturing his commissioners on how to, yeah, be honest with the utility executives and the gas lawyers, yeah, but this fella says that he is poles apart from his predecessor, and I haven't read all of it, but let me see what the next one says. Brooks said, Johnson said, take a rest after lunch. Brooks said the reason they ordered, he suffered a heart attack. Well, I wouldn't advertise all that damn stuff and tell what the president said to me. He's going in on a campaign of his had a heart attack.
Yeah.
Brooks revealed that Johnson, Brooks' nomination expected to receive approval. He's been an advertising executive. So, anyway, the commission's upset. Some of the staff's upset. They called him to the commission, asked him to go down and meet with the other members and talk about what assistance they could give him in connection with his hearing.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't have gone if I'd have been him, but he went. And in the informal session, he volunteered. His appointment came up as a result of Dirksen snapping his fingers at the president, unquote. We were appalled by this statement, as well as his naivety in repeating it.
The goddamn fool.
As a matter of interest, we have all been invited to receptions honoring him in the Senate office building and Senator Dirksen's private secretary, Mr. Glee Gomeen. Far more significantly, however, he's been interviewed all over town in the electrical world, one of the trade journals, and so forth. And when they asked him to get acquainted session, he said he didn't even know where the FPC was located. I don't think that's important, but it's just not a way to tie. Not a good interview. He regards himself as far right of center. I wouldn't regard myself at all. I just regard myself as a good man, want to do a good job.
Yeah.
He regards himself as poles apart from the president's chairman, Lee White, philosophically.
Yeah.
These are all disquieting statements to the staff and to the members, but very unbelievable in view of the fact that they're made prior to his appearance before the Senate.
Yeah.
We thought you ought to be advised, in light of the foregoing, of the effort that's being made by FPC watchers to ensure that this nomination is not regarded as routine, inconsequential, or insignificant.
Yeah.
So I would try to get two or three of his liberal friends there, because they are trying to warn me now, and this damn fool hadn't had much sense. I thought he did, and I think you better get a hold of Mike, and you better see if you can't bring that up.
Yeah.
Now, they tell me it was reported last night from the committee.
Yeah.
And if you...
I'll give it a quick effort.
Who have you got on that side that might help him? Would a fellow like Case help him, you reckon?
Well, I'll try to get him to help.
Well, you better be sure. You better see if somebody else. Morton, they tell me, is out of town now. Morton, doesn't he have a little crowd runs with him over there, kind of?
Yeah. Well, but what do you do when he's not here?
Yeah. Well, maybe you just get Mike and call that calendar sometime. We have a little let up there this morning before this gets around too much.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
I'll take a look.
Now, I also, the committee, Yarbrough went to Williams and got him to hold up a UNESCO thing. It's a trip, and I had the Undersecretary of Health on there. And this Undersecretary of Health, president of a college in our state that I went to, and a great friend of John Connolly's, but also a hell of a able and good man.
What's his name?
His name's McCrocklin.
Oh, yeah.
So the left wing, the ADAers, tried to smear him, and Yarbrough didn't like him primarily because he's a friend of Connolly's.
Yeah.
And Connolly hadn't come out too strong for Humphrey. Connolly's kind of been reserved, and Yarbrough's heading up an organization down there. So what the situation is, they recommitted it on the ground that he and his wife had written a thesis on the same subject, and they were identical paragraphs, which is true. Frequently, six people work on a thesis, just like Roland Evans and Novak work on an article, or Jack Anderson and Pearson. He and his wife worked on the Dominican Republic. She took the economic, political, and he took the military. He's a colonel in the Marine Corps, and he's a moderate. He's not a right-winger, but he's damn sure not a left-winger in Texas. So Yarbrough went to Williams, and Williams, always anxious to embarrass anybody, asked it be returned to the committee. So it went back to committee, and Fulbright came in. He's anxious to embarrass me and our group. And so they discussed it, but they reported out unanimously again yesterday. And Sparkman had the fella up and had a hearing, and Sparkman and all the staff concluded that it was very unjust to treat him this way. But you can have a little smear, and these last few days you can see how things are going. Now, this doesn't make a bit of difference. This is just going to be a little two-week meeting in between now and January, and I thought it was a trip for the fella and that it would broaden him a little, and Cohen couldn't go. He's going to Germany. So I put him on there, but they won't embarrass me if they could turn down his confirmation, and I don't want you to let that happen. Just tell him to call that. There's no opposition as of now. It was reported again. His second time, he's been reported unanimously. But Yarbrough's liable to go to some Republican and get them to do it. He says that he will not. He says that he's convinced that he will not. But he's still not going to vote for him because he's Connolly's friend. Well, hell, that ought to be the reason you're for him.
Yeah.
Okay.